This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, that light horn's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Got you for 3 hours till 5 o'clock, 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. And on this, Wednesday? Wednesday morning, we'll be taking your phone calls all the way till the warm-up show at 5 a.m. as we wait for Aaron Rodgers. And I'm telling you, the longer it goes, the more I feel better about the chances of the New York Giants acquiring Aaron Rodgers. Now, you know, everybody's I heard Tiki today and Evan today. Oh, what would entice Aaron Rodgers to be a New York Giant? Yes, we all know. I don't know if Minnesota wants him, but Minnesota, that offense, what they could do there. The wide receiver weapons they have. Far better, right? Far better. The amount of wins, what the Giants are. Oh, it's so much. You'd rather go there. We don't know if they want him. J.J. McCarthy is obviously sitting there. It sounds less and less like the Vikings are a viable option. Sure. The Pittsburgh Steelers, as we wait. Again, that seems to be what we're waiting for. Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And there's been some reports that there's been a negotiation issue or there's been a snag or, you know, because obviously to me, as I sit here and we waited all day yesterday, as we wait for me, this is the biggest, this is what we're waiting for as New York Giant fans, because they've been busy. And they have fixed that defense, that defensive backfield that once was a major issue. Last year, a huge, with Banks as your number one corner, as all the youth that was promising and Drew Phillips and Durbin, the idea that this defense couldn't, you know, the defensive coordinator was terrible. John, the owner speaking out after the season that he was tired of watching the defense and the other teams go up and down the field and how bad this defensive backfield is and how much work the defense needs. Well, the Giants have been out filling up that defensive backfield. You got a Debo the other day as a corner. Yesterday they added Holland, a safety, arguably one of the top defensive free agents available, let alone safeties. Now I know there's been some, why did you let go of Xavier McKinney last year only to bring in Holland this year? What? Look, They got him for less money. We know the issues with McKinney. I think he lost favor with the organization. They brought him in for less money. Plus, they got, because he was a Pro Bowler and he played so well in Green Bay, they had a they got a compensatory third-round pick for him. But whatever the case may be, the Giants have gone out and really improved this defense. And this defensive backfield that had two prospects or two draft picks in Newbin and Drew Phillips last year added now a legitimate number one corner coming off an injury, yes. You know, he can get beat down the field a little bit, but he's one of the better, you know, ball hawks in the league. He's better at defending the pass. He's better at making plays on the ball. That's a real skill for him. You've added Holland, who's one of the premier safeties, who everyone told me no free agents want to come to the Giants. Apparently, he's taken less money to come to the Giants. That's just reports. We're not sure yet, as the free agency period hasn't even started. But this defense is starting to look a lot better. They have invested a lot of money, a lot of talent, and you know that they can get after the quarterback, right? Whatever we think about Kayvon Thibodeau and whether he's worth the draft pick that he was selected at, we know that he's a serviceable edge rusher. Not a great player, not worthy of his pick, but serviceable. We know what Burns is, and we know Dexter Lawrence is without question, he might be the best defensive tackle in the sport. He's without question the best defensive tackle at creating pressure on the quarterback. They can get after the quarterback, and now they can defend far better than they could just a few days ago. They re-signed Slayton to a three-year deal, and I know there's some controversy around that and how much money he got paid compared to Saquon Barkley. I don't even want to have that discussion. We can at 888-808-1019. But the fact of the matter is, for the money he got compared to the Palmers of the world, who went out and got the same money, Slayton has led the Giants with terrible quarterback play. With terrible quarterback play, he's led the Giants in receiving yards three of the last 4 years. He's been able to get over 700 yards. He's got speed. He had an opportunity to go other places, I have no doubt. And he decided to come back to the New York Giants. And they have, after, you know, the pie in the sky, Higgins was tagged in Cincinnati. The pie in the sky getting another major big-time wide receiver went via the, you know, wayside. They were able to bring back Slayton. And if you look at this team, I'm sorry, maybe I'm crazy. Right then here, I hope Brent Long Island's listening, because here comes some Giant positivity. As I look at this team, and I heard Evan today talk about the only reason that the New York Giants could sell Aaron Rodgers is that he's had a house in New Jersey. I don't know about that. Yes, they're in a tough division. I'm sorry, is Pittsburgh not? Do they not have Joe Burrow in that division? Do they not have the two-time MVP Lamar Jackson in that division? Yes, the Giants have Philadelphia and now the emerging Washington Commanders, who've added, obviously, another offensive lineman in Tunsil to help protect their great young quarterback. They've added the wide receiver in Deebo Samuel. They're going to be a very good team. But as I look at this and the days go by, and yesterday we were waiting around for the news, and if it was going to be the clear-cut better option, which, as positive as I'm being right now about the New York Giants, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. The Pittsburgh Steelers, even though the Giants have won a Super Bowl more recently, the Pittsburgh Steelers are one of the better run franchises in the sport. They've got a legitimately good defense with one of the great defensive players in Watt. They just added DK Metcalf to go along with Pickens as the two wide receivers for that team. Right? That is a spot where you know, and they've got one of the best head coaches, inarguably of this generation. So going to Pittsburgh is a far better option for Aaron Rodgers. There is no doubt. And if it was so far better, and they were so interested in him, and Aaron Rodgers had no other reason but to consider anybody else. Now, maybe he's waiting for Minnesota. Maybe he is. But I'll tell you this. I don't think Minnesota's, you know, right now, you've got J.J. McCarthy. And I know that there's a good chance, a very good chance, hell, it better freaking be the case, that Aaron Rodgers is going to come to the New York Giants with a drafted quarterback. But that's year one. If you go to Minnesota, one, you're following...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The footsteps almost identically of Brett Favre. And we all know the connection to Rodgers and Favre. It would just be a bit odd. And I know I just recently saw on Twitter, Favre did a podcast and someone asked him about it. Like, but that would be Jets, finish your career with with Green Bay under, you know, the new quarterback wanting to play under circumstances where you and the organization are kind of on the outs. You talk about half retiring in your darkness retreat, much like, you know, Favre had retired and then wanted to come back and everything. Then you go to the Jets. It doesn't work. It actually was more successful in the 1 year with the New York Jets for Favre than it was for you. And now you're going to follow it up and go be the enemy again for Green Bay, much like Favre, and follow in the exact footsteps. It's a bit odd. It's not the be-all, end-all, but it's a bit odd. And then the fact of the matter is, for me, and this is why they preferred somebody like Daniel Jones, was because eventually, once J.J. McCarthy is healthy, how many years are you going to sit on your draft pick? Like, sure, if Rodgers comes in and has to play because of injuries and they win some games, yeah, maybe it'll stick and maybe that's what he's waiting for. But J.J. McCarthy is not the same as a New York team that is desperate for wins. Desperate for wins. Both of the general manager, who's acting like it now, spending money all over the place, and the head coach are desperate for victories to save their job. And they would have a freshly drafted quarterback, I would think, maybe even one they traded up to number one to go get. But if they're bringing in Aaron Rodgers, I would think there's more of a safety net that you'll be able to finish the year, especially if you're being productive with the New York Giants, than even Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy. And if these two better options were available to him, why are we still waiting here today? Why was the news not announced yesterday as the New York Giants are waiting to choose and see if Aaron Rodgers chooses them or they're forced to take Russell Wilson? The farther it goes, the more and more likely I think the Giants are going to be able to sell themselves. Like, they have, and the reports are that they've tried to sell Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers is a young, dynamic wide receiver that Rodgers could come in here and help mold and really work with and take under his wing. And he's talked about this with Garrett Wilson, and it didn't work all that well with Garrett Wilson. I understand that. But it worked with Davante Adams at the beginning of their career. And I think he's talked about it enough where I think that's appealing to him. And overall, I'm sorry, maybe I'm crazy. And this is why I wanted to tank last year. This is why I wanted to tank last year, because if you get the quarterback, I don't think this team is that far off. I don't think the Giants are that bad. You look at the amount of money and talent they have now put into this defense. You look at how they have fixed this defensive backfield. You look at now how they have a number one corner. They have a legitimate safety. You could have, you know, Phillips and Newbin now actually playing less important roles as they develop after successful, extremely successful rookie seasons in the defensive backfield. Plus, you have guys who can get after the quarterback. And, you know, Bobby Okereke had a down year. There's some thoughts about how he's viewed inside the organization. But him and McFadden are about as two good linebackers as they've had in the last 10 years. Like, they have an ability to make leaps and bounds defensively. And if they get Aaron Rodgers to go along with Malik Nabers and Tracy, I think this is a far more appealing job than we are giving it credit for. And yes, we are waiting. And yes, I'm sure he still wants Pittsburgh. I'm not saying they're better than the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm certainly not saying that offensively, or just looking what they did last year with Sam Darnold and the offensive coach there in O'Connell and how successful he's been with almost any quarterback there. But if it falls through with Pittsburgh on a one-year deal, this is, again, the dream. Go out there, draft the quarterback, bring in Aaron Rodgers, pay him whatever he... Again, I don't care, and I know we've talked about the contract. It can't be a long contract because clearly you're not going to have him for more than 1 year. But if you can bring him in here, and I heard Tiki talk about the hero complex, I do think there is an element to Aaron Rodgers who would want to turn around this franchise, stick it to the New York Jets in this building, and turn around the once great Giants franchise that has been at the depths of its history over the last 6-7 years. If he comes in here and transforms this team that has just implemented a ton of talent, still has the draft with the 3rd overall pick and, you know, obviously top draft picks in every round and an ability to go out there and still bring more talent into this team. With Andrew Thomas healthy, Illuminor, they've added an offensive tackle. They're talking about moving Evan Neal to inside at guard. Like, the offensive line last year, when you look at it before the Andrew Thomas injury, it wasn't all that bad. I think the Giants are in a perfect situation where if you get Aaron Rodgers in here, you sell him on Malik Nabers, you sell him on what this team can be with Slayton, who has legitimate speed as a number two, Wandale Robinson as your slot wide receiver, Tracy as your young running back, an offensive line that's bolstered by a legitimate Pro Bowl left tackle, a defense that just added a ton. They arguably got the best cornerback and best safety available in this market, to go along with Phillips and Newbin, to go along with Dexter Lawrence, who Aaron Rodgers himself a few years ago called the best defensive tackle in the game. And we know Burns and Thibodeau can get after the quarterback. This team can have a major turnaround, win games now while they get ready for the future, and start to build that culture everybody is so obsessed with. There is a vision right now, finally, after really feeling like, you know, I know that there was that feeling after the playoff game. And sure, of course, why wouldn't there be, right? You felt like we had the coach, the quarterback finally emerged. You have the all-world running back in Barkley. And it felt like, okay, maybe they were building something. And I don't know about you, but it got wiped away with the 40-0 drubbing from the Dallas Cowboys in week one of that season. From that moment on, I have felt hopeless as a Giant fan. Hopeless. Right now, as we are still waiting, and the longer it goes, the more likely it is for me that he comes to the Giants. If Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the Giants, if they draft their future quarterback at the top of the draft, You are looking right now with this roster, that quarterback, this coach, and the future. I feel as good about a Giants franchise as I have had in forever. It is as good as you could possibly hope for. The general manager has gone out there and spent money. I think he's had, if you look at the numbers, I think the contract they got Holland for is a good contract. I think the contract they got Slayton for, considering you look at the other numbers and the fledgling players who got $10, $11 million, the wide receivers. You look at some of the wide receivers last year who are comparable to Slayton and the contracts they got. I know everybody's hung up on the Barkley contract in comparison. We all know running backs are different. We saw the contract he got now. Move on from it. Wide receivers are more valuable. Look at the comps compared to their positions, and look at where the Giants were in cap space and where the cap overall was in the amount of money you could spend. The cap itself has gone up almost $40 million. The Giants don't have a quarterback making $40 million on the roster right now. They had more of an ability to spend money, and it made more sense now than it did last year for Barkley. But you look at the actual contract Holland got, you look at the contract they gave the corner out of New Orleans, you look at the contract they gave Slayton, you look at this team. Right now, this GM has made shrewd moves. He's bolstered a defense that was a disaster last year, and they are a good quarterback away with this offensive coach from being a legitimately good football team. And we wait for it. We wait for it with bated breath. 888-808-1019, much like we wait for the New York Yankees to spend money, and it ain't coming. We'll get to that in a little bit. I felt like I've yelled so much about Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees spending zero money, and I don't know how many times I could tell you. Again, we'll get into it. The idea that the New York Yankees, and I've defended Hal, we've done this a bunch, I think the idea he doesn't care about winning is stupid. The idea he's cheap is a ridiculous statement. But I'll tell you what else is ridiculous. The idea that this team, in desperate need of a bat, in desperate need of something, is still peddling this nonsense about the final luxury tax and the no one's asking to spend $100 million. But we talked about that report that came out about how much money they made. Now we know $27 million is coming back into their pocket with the Cole injury, and we are still hearing the general manager, who I don't blame for this, he's the mouthpiece, this is about Hal, the general manager still telling us that the luxury tax is preventing them from doing a damn thing to help this team right now. 888-808-1019, we'll get into it. We'll start with the quarterback position. We start with waiting for Aaron Rodgers. And how good can the Giants be with competent quarterback play? Right? Because they'll tell you. Right? I'll never forget that press conference. So many of Brian Daboll's press conferences have been completely forgettable. So many of them were, I've got to look at the tape. So many of them were, we got to do a better job. So many of them were boring, repetitive, banging your head against the wall. But after that great victory against the Colts, after that season-saving victory to ensure that they did not lose every home game in their building last year, after that great win where Drew Locke played an impeccable game, arguably the best of his career, and Malik Nabers showed out, and they had an offensive explosion. What did the coach tell you? That's what happens when you get good quarterback play. So we've been having this discussion about where the Giants are, what they could be. Hell, we've been having it with the Jets, too. It's a disaster, the quarterback in this town. But the Giants and Brian Daboll sure think they're good quarterback play away from being a good football team. And last year it felt stupid, and last year it felt lazy, and last year it felt like excuses. But as I sit here today, maybe it's not so crazy. Maybe it's not an excuse. I think the Giants, as they sit right now, are good quarterback play away from being a football team we can actually enjoy watching next year. I'm not telling you they're a playoff team. I'm not telling you they're a championship caliber team. I'm not saying look out for the Giants in the NFC. What I'm saying is this team can be far better than it's been. And I do think it's a better place and can be a hell of a lot more of an enticing place for Aaron Rodgers to come play than people want to make it out to be. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls. We'll get into the Yankee baseball, what's going on with the Mets as well, as it just seems like every day they get another good pitching performance in spring training. Now it's Tyler McGill's turn. We'll get into that. The Rangers with another devastating loss as they have just had a miserable three-game series.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet It's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.